The Zamzos Garden Show is sponsored by Zamzos. The views, opinions, and advice offered by the show's hosts do not necessarily reflect those of KBOI or its parent company, Cumulus Media. KBOI makes no representations as to the accuracy of the information expressed and shall not be responsible or liable for any claims arising out of the use of or reliance upon any such information.
What kind of seeds are you sowing? Why is it so green where you're from? It must be Zamzos growing in your yard, garden, or barn. You've done it right, you see it. Got the help that you needed. Zamzos really makes you want to come home.
I'm coming home,
'cause nobody knows like Zamzos.
News Talk 670 KBOI. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on News Talk 670 KBOI. To be a part of the show, call now 1-800-529-KBOI or 336-3700. It's the Nobody Knows Like Zamzos Garden Show on the Big 670 KBOI.
Good morning, everyone. It is the Zamzos Garden Show. So excited to be here with you all today on this beautiful Veterans Day. I'm really excited to have Tuan back in studio. Tuan, thanks for showing up and being here with me today.
Good to be here again.
Yeah, it's been a while since you were on the show.
Didn't seem like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I probably pay attention a little bit more than you guys do sometimes. But I appreciate you being here. We've had some great conversations with Tuan in the past, and we're going to have another one today. I want to take a quick second just to – it is Veterans Day, so I want to mention that. I have my grandfather who has passed away was a veteran. My brother is a veteran, and I just want to thank those of you out there that have served and your families. Your families – even more. My brother makes a big point of this whenever we're doing something because he tries to be very humble about it, but he always tries to make sure that the families of veterans get noticed as much as the veterans do because they sacrifice a lot as well, having their loved one out in there, and you know they've got kids and wives and spouses, and even those that don't, they have families. So thank you very much for all of your service. We appreciate it greatly at Zamzos. And you know, personally. So thank you very much. So let's move on. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. So Tuan, I wanted to talk some with you about some fall cleanup stuff. You know, driving in today, it was a very nice day.
It's cleared up. Sun's trying to come out.
Yeah, I know. It was raining yesterday, pretty much all day yesterday, yeah. And today is just kind of a night, very like the quintessential fall day. It's not too cold, but there's a little chill in the air. It feels wet, and there's a lot going on. So today is a great day to do those fall cleanup projects that you maybe put off. I am like the master procrastinator when it comes to these things.
You ought to see my lawn.
yeah, that's one of the things that Zamzos guys, a lot of us, you don't ever want to, we can talk a good game, but our lawns aren't always as peak
as we would
like.
We just like to tell people how to take care of the lawn. Just don't ever come to my house and look at my lawn.
Yeah, Jim, you know, told me once, he said, you know, the plumber's pipes always leak. So, and that rings true, I think, was some of us sometimes. So, One of the things I'm really trying to, I want to stress a lot this year as we go through fall and get ready for next spring, but mulching more of our material. And you know, we tend to, like with our leaves and the stuff we clean up around the house, you know, a lot of that stuff ends up going in the garbage or going to the recycling program that Boise City's doing. But those are assets that we have in our house that we can utilize and recycle back in our place. And you know, I've spoken with Dan Meyer at the Overland store a lot about this, but he's a, you know, big guy about, you know, keep your leaves and just cover your garden with them. You know, put all that stuff out there. And we've had a good discussion about composting before, Tuan. And I know it's something that you're knowledgeable about. So I mean, what are the things do you do? What do you typically do with your leaves? Do you keep them around or do you recycle them?
Well, you know, I'm the lucky one that I don't have any trees in my backyard on my property, but all my neighbors around me have trees. Yeah, so yeah. I got enough leaves that fall in my backyard for me to clean up. Yeah. So, yeah, all the leaves that I rake up in the backyard typically will go into my garden. I just dump it in there and let it sit all winter.
Yeah.
You know, there's a number of things, and people don't realize how much stuff you can actually compost.
Yeah.
And throw it in that garden and have it very beneficial, having it sit all winter come right. spring for all your planting. And, yeah. You know, just put all that in that garden, in your flower beds, and just let it compost and decompose all winter.
Yeah, and I've really got to confess, like, this is not something that I've done, like, ever. I mean, I've done, some with grass clippings and stuff, but my leaves, for some reason, it just never clicked with me. I never thought to go throw it on the garden bed. But that's what I'm focusing on that this year, because I've read a lot and I've mentioned the story of the Carmelita Zamzo, one of her stories, was how, I mean, they didn't get rid of anything. All of their stuff, they never used fertilizers either. I mean, they just put all of their material, just went back into a compost pile or went back onto the garden. And over the years, they just continually built that soil up to where it was just a healthy environment for plants to grow. Yeah. And they didn't have to worry about all those other things.
Yeah, so, that's the most natural way of doing it, letting nature do its thing.
Yeah, I mean, it brings in the microfauna. You know, you've got more worms to compost. You've got more bacteria and fungi that are working in that area. And that stuff is all good long-term for those plants.
Yep.
So really consider keeping those leaves around. I've my locust tree, and some trees are harder than others. My locust tree is just holding on to like a handful. Like I don't want to start cleaning them up yet, because as soon as I get all that cleaned up, there's going to be a whole bunch more that fall.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of waiting just a bit, but I think I'm going to make the kids get out there with me today and start raking, because I don't want to do all that by myself. So, but yeah, they're all going to go right to the garden. We're going to cover that garden with those leaves, and anything else we get cleaned up today and over the next few weeks. So I wanted to also talk about my wife's boss actually asked her to ask me. Apparently she knew I worked at Zamzo's. What should she do? Like, how important is it to get those leaves off the lawn? It's something like, it's kind of a no-brainer to me, but I thought, this is a good point. Like, some people might not really think about it or realize it is an important thing to get those off the lawn. You don't have to get every single leaf that falls, but if you've got piles of them lying around, it can be very damaging to the lawn through the winter and into next spring.
Correct. Although the grass is going in dormant this time of year, it still needs that sunlight mm-hmm. to promote the root system. That way you have a healthier lawn next spring. But when those leaves are covering all that, it shuts off the light system.
Mm.
And, then your grass starts to deplete. You get you may get burn spots by
right.
the time you rake up those leaves in the spring. Or, if you move some snow, if it happens to snow, you'll notice that, the grass underneath it will be like a yellow tint
yeah.
because of that. So, and not only that, you want to get most of the debris and the leaves off if you're doing any kind of a winter fertilizer. Otherwise,
right.
If you start laying all those pellets down, most of it will just sit on top of those leaves.
Yeah.
And it's not going to do a whole lot of good.
Yeah, good point there. Not something I'd thought about, but that's a great, great observation for that. So, you mentioned the burn spots, and that, those piles of leaves, they sitting on the lawn all winter long, they're decomposing there on top of the grass. And then they're going to start decomposing the grass there too. And you're going to end up with a big bare spot there come first spring. You're going to notice a big hole there. And so then you're going to have to look at repairing that. So we've got you covered if that happens. We've got plenty of things. It's a pretty easy fix, I would say. Just cleaning it up, roughing it up, getting some new seed with a cover down, and your regular spring fertilization will bring that back.
Yep.
But you definitely want, if you can avoid it, the leaves aren't doing you any good on the lawn. So get those into the compost pile or on the garden, and you'll be in much better shape. So the other things, let's go. Why don't we go to a break, and we'll come right back and we'll talk some more about fall cleanup. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. This is the Zamzos Garden Show.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo. And how'd you like to be able to renew your Zamzo's lawn program at this year's price and get from 1 to 10 gallons of Thrive for free? Well, between now and the end of the year, you can. Just stop by any of our 11 convenient Zamzo's and either sign up for a new lawn program or renew your existing one at this year's price. Prices start at just $99.99 for a 2,500-square-foot lawn. And when you sign up or renew, you get a gallon of Thrive valued at $24.99 for free. Remember, program prices vary depending on the size of your lawn. But the bigger the program you buy, the more Thrive you get. And with Zamzo's lawn program, you get 5 applications per year at one low price. We also loan you a spreader to apply it with and provide a written step-by-step guide. So if all this sounds good to you, stop by your nearest Zamzo's and start or renew your Zamzo's lawn program today. Because for 85 years, when it comes to lawn care, the safe and natural way,
nobody knows like Zamzo's.
Flakers come from different backgrounds, male and female, young and old, long and tall, short and stout. But they have one thing in common. They are first flakers. This time of year, first flakers repeatedly drift from their tasks. Their eyes may glaze over and their heads slowly turn towards Bogus Basin in anticipation of the first signs of snow. Until the season begins, first flakers are admittedly a danger to society. It is recommended that during this time, first flakers don't sign any important documents and chew slowly. To their credit, McHugh Sports has served as a refuge for flakers for nearly 40 years, a gathering place for them to reconnect with other first flakers. It's why McHugh Sports has an annual First Flake sale at both stores Thursday through Sunday. Flakers find compassion and camaraderie at McHugh Sports, and of course low prices on top name wear and gear, but they also get hugs. See, first flakers need love, but mostly they just need snow.
Last year, when my mom passed, I didn't know what to do. I was overwhelmed with the idea of paperwork, tying up loose ends with her insurance, her financial accounts, and planning the celebration of her life. It's a difficult time, and I couldn't have done it all without the help of Summers Funeral Homes.
Summers Funeral Advisors are available 24/7 to walk you through the processes. You don't have to go through this alone. Call or visit summersfuneral.com for your free planning guide.
Hi, I'm Paulette Jordan, and as we celebrate Native American Month, I'm proud to share our history and our culture with you. Helping others while contributing to the growth of our region has always been an important value to us. That's why over the past 25 years, we've worked hard to make a positive impact on our community. From investing $33.3 million in education, to providing 14,000 jobs, and contributing $112 million annually, to keeping Idahoans healthy, we're proud to be a part of this community and to help it grow and thrive.
Create an unforgettable event at Plantation Country Club. Book your company event or holiday party today. The professional staff at Plantation Country Club will work with you to take care of all of your needs. All you do is relax and enjoy your event. Holiday parties, weddings, award banquets, or corporate outings, Plantation Country Club is the location you're looking for. Call Plantation Country Club today to secure your date and take advantage of early booking incentives. Call Carly at Plantation Country Club, 208-853-4793.
Your new Bi-Mart right here in CUNA is open, and we want you to come in and celebrate with us. Our grand opening celebration continues Sunday with the first 500 customers through our doors receiving a free CUNA Caveman hat. No membership is required during our grand opening and open house celebration. Stop in and check us out. We'll see you tomorrow at your new Bi-Mart in CUNA for our grand opening celebration. Get ready for your season for less at your new CUNA Bi-Mart.
Fighting the snowflake generation one call at a time. Nate Shellman, live and local on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back here for part two of the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Tuan Vong from our State Street store. Tuan, thanks for being
here with me. Good to be here.
How's State been treating you?
Been good.
Yeah.
Can't complain.
That's good. I love the State Street store. It was the last store I was the manager of before I was moved into the social media and online stuff. So it does hold a nice soft place in my heart because there's a great crew there. You got Stacia over there, who's been there for many years now.
Yeah, Stacia's
fantastic.
Been there a few years. I got a good crew, good repeat customers.
Yeah.
Good base kind.
Yeah, I always enjoyed the customers at State Street. I enjoyed all the customers at all the stores, but State Street always had a, I don't know, the people there were always particularly nice.
I think.
So, all right, we're talking about fall cleanup stuff or lawn care, hands, you know, whatever. We're talking about lots of stuff. So if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'll take your questions. We got wide open phone lines, so we'll get you right in and answer any of those questions that you might have. So let's talk a little bit about pruning this time of year. You know, a lot of people always wonder when's the best time of year to prune. And I usually say whenever you can get to it.
Yeah.
But, you know, fall isn't necessarily the best time for a lot of pruning, say like your trees and some of your shrubs. You know, you usually want to wait for the spring on those till they've done their first push and really started growing. But the a lot of your smaller shrubs, your perennials, your bulbs, your, you know, any of those guys can be start pruning now. And now's it. I think today is a fantastic day to do it. So definitely want to get out there and take care of those projects. But you know, you have a rule of thumb when it comes to pruning down any of those perennials or, you know, taking care of the beds in the fall?
You know, the perennials I have, you know, mums, peonies in my front yard. Some of the shrubs I just leave. Mm. Until spring, but any of the perennials, they've already been cut down. I usually cut it down almost to the ground.
Yeah.
If they've been there for a while, you know, with the exception of some stuff like your roses, a lot of people have questions on pruning roses. Those are better to be pruned in the spring.
Yeah, I think, you know, the only thing you want to do for roses now would be like a final deadheading. Prune off any of the buds that have been spent, any of the blooms that have been spent in just a small little trim, and then leave the majority of those around. So let's see. We've got a phone call from Carol in Eagle. Carol, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Going great. When do I trim back my lavender?
So lavender, what do you think, Tuan? I'm not lavender is green for a long time.
They do. I used to have one, but I pulled it out. Because it got overgrown.
Oh, yeah.
But every fall, I usually trim it back. Rule of thumb, if you're not sure how much to do, I usually generally do about a third of that plant.
Yeah.
One-third to be on the safe side.
Yeah, and lavender can tend to get damaged during the winter. Sometimes the winters can be tough on them. If it survived last winter, then you'd think the thing is probably, you know, indestructible at this point. But they can still it almost seems like if it's a mild winter where it goes back and forth between kind of cold and not so cold, that can almost be more damaging. It's always best if it's like a cold and just stays cold, because then the plant knows what to do. So, yeah, I think pruning it back now, you know, getting any of the blooms that might have been on it trimmed back, and then just give it a light little pruning on the top, and then next spring kind of see where it's at, and you should be in good shape there.
Great. Thanks for your help.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for the call. Yeah, lavender is one of those plants that I think everybody cares a lot about. and so it's a tricky one. I've seen some beautiful lavenders just not have a good time during the winter, but it's never been one of those really hard winters. It always seems like it's one of those more mild winters. So they almost do better when it's, you know, they do better. They survive better when it's a harder winter. And sustained and not back and forth. And that always seems to be kind of the real trouble with winter, especially around here. It's not so much that it's cold. It's that it's cold and then not as cold as it was, you know, even the day before.
Right.
You know, if it stays at, you know, around 30 to 40 degrees for, you know, months at a time, that's fine. It's when it goes from 30 back up to 50 and then down to 10 yeah. and then back up to 30.
Yep.
It's those large temperature swings that really seem to wreak havoc on plants because they just don't, they're not sure what to do. They kind of get into a mode where they're going to go dormant and then, oh, wait, it's warm. So I'm supposed to do this now. So I think one of the biggest things I think we can do to combat that is mulching and also feeding these plants this time of year.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Thrive is a great thing to do right now. And that's
absolutely
a good, you know, should be a part of your fall cleanup. You know, get all those plants cleaned up and just put some Thrive down. Because the nice thing about Thrive, and, you know, we mention it all the time, but Thrive doesn't force feed those plants.
Mm-hmm.
It's just going to make the soil good. It's got the stuff there. And so the plant can take it in if it needs it.
Yep.
But, you know, plants are going dormant. So they're kind of storing up energy. So they're going to take what they need out of that Thrive and stay nice and healthy. And I want to segue that a little bit into, I talked about it a few weeks ago, but I want to mention it again because it came up on Facebook, was the needled evergreens. A customer had, I'm pretty sure it was a white pine, but a lot of the needles started to turn brown. And it's a really common thing. And he even mentioned it, and this is something that you'll notice, is that he mentioned in the subdivision he lives in, a lot of the evergreens were doing this. So the thing with that, when you see a massive amount of trees starting to just, you know, get a bunch of brown needles like that, that's a real good indicator that it's just a natural shed. Those evergreens, they'll grow for about three, depending on the variety, about 5 years before they'll start just shedding everything. And it's just, mm-hmm. boom, all of them are going to turn brown and start to fall off. And that's one of the big things you can realize about it, is that if it's only going up to a certain point and it just stops, like it's a hard stop, like you can see it doesn't go past this. And that's just years of growth on top of each other. With evergreens are really easy to tell how many years of growth are on that branch if you with that. So if you're looking at about, 3 years back, those needles are gone. They're just going to shed off, and it's nothing to be concerned about. But with that other stuff, we've mentioned that winter damage can be very stressful. I mean, last year was a prime example of that with what's the tree I'm thinking of? The cedars.
The cedar, yeah.
Cedars had a big problem with that.
And so we may, everybody is saying we may have a winter like last year.
Yeah.
But you never know.
Right, yeah. I wish we could. I wish we could know, but we're not going to be able to get that information until it happens, unfortunately. Yeah. But I think, even though we know that it can do that, so anything we can do to prepare for that. I mean, what are some of the things you think are the best preparatory steps for, especially an evergreen?
Yeah, right now the best thing to do is to put some Thrive down on those evergreens. That's the biggest question about our Thrive when people are coming in or they're not familiar with it, is when to apply it.
Yeah.
Right now the best time to apply it, as long as that ground isn't frozen solid, right now is the best time to apply it, because most of those trees will store all that food in the root system and slow feed all winter.
Right. Yeah. And that's the, because then if they do warm up, they're going to be able to compensate for that and push that energy out and make sure they stay nice and healthy. And that's one of Jim's things, is that when people ask him when's the best time to apply, his next question is, when was the last time you applied?
Yeah.
And if it's never or last year, he said, then right now is the time to do it. So it's never too late. I mean, there's probably a too late, but now is a great time to get it on there. And what's cool about Thrive is that you can use it for other things as well. Like, I mean, you can put it on the trees, but have you ever done it on the compost pile before?
You can use it straight, half a cup to a cup in a compost pile. That'll give that natural enzyme, bacteria to activate that compost pile.
I was at one of the, early on when I was at Zamzos, I think maybe like my second year or something, I did that. I just was like, oh, I got some extra. So I put some on my compost pile, and it was just down to nothing within, a few weeks. And I remember coming into work and oh my gosh, hey guys, look at what I did at my compost pile. I put Thrive on it. And they were like, yeah, we know. Nobody was impressed. I thought I'd figured something out, but no, everybody knew. So, all right, we're going to go to a quick break. If you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. This is the Zamzos Garden Show.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzel, and now that it's November, the spiders and mice are moving in. But Zamzel's has some safe and effective solutions that will keep them at bay. For mice, we now carry a bait that is effective on rats and mice and other rodents, but will not harm other animals and birds, and is safe to use around kids and pets. We also carry conventional mouse traps. For spiders, we have sticky traps that are chemical-free and can be placed out of view. And of course, our most effective cures are Zamzel's Home Pest Control and Creepy Crawly Granules. Home Pest works great inside or out and is an easy-to-apply liquid you spray anywhere they can get in. Zamzel's Creepy Crawly Granules are sprinkled around the foundation and form a barrier to keep spiders and bugs from ever getting inside. But whatever way you go, we've got you covered. And all our products come with a 100% money-back guarantee. Because for 85 years, when it comes to stopping whatever's bugging you,
nobody knows like Zamzel's.
I'm so sad to say that I see the cross of Jesus being used as a divider and not a uniter, and that the Bible never taught that. See, black lives matter, white lives matter, brown lives matter. In fact, the cross says human lives matter. All nations are equal to God, all peoples and ethnic groups. Very thing this world sets up as walls to divide, the cross dissolves by creating in Jesus Christ, on his cross, an ability to live together in peace in a new family. In fact, Jesus is the only way we'll have peace in this world. I'm Kevin Skidmore. This is a Cross-Eyed Minute Uplift brought to you by the Boise Church of Christ. You can find more about us at boisechurch.org. Boise Church of Christ, where church is family, a place to start over.
Special kind of love. As the leaves of fall give way to winter, ask yourself, are you ready? Ready for winter driving and the icy, snowy roads ahead? If you have a Toyota 4x4 or all-wheel drive, the answer is yes. If you don't, the answer is it's time to get one. With current low-payment lease options, APR financing as low as 0%, or up to $4,000 in customer cashback savings, driving a new Toyota has never been easier. From Tacoma and Tundra trucks to our full SUV lineup featuring RAV4 and 4Runner, or the larger Highlander and Sequoia, both with seating for eight. The best part is, most new Toyotas now feature Toyota Safety Sense, a complete suite of safety technology at no additional cost. For full savings details, shop at buyatoyota.com or see your local Toyota dealer today. But hurry, the winds of winter, they do approach. Toyota, let's go places. All financing and approved credit through Toyota Financial Services. All vehicles subject to prior sale. All prices plus tax and title. Dealer dock fees vary by dealer. For more details, call 1-888-21-TOYOTA. Office end 12417.
Idaho Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader and serving the Treasure Valley for 34 years, is coming this weekend to Nampa. See hundreds of tables of guns, antiques, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, or trade, or just browse. Always free parking. Don't miss the Great Idaho Gun Show this weekend, Saturday 9 to 6, Sunday 9 to 3 at the Ford Idaho Center in Nampa. Sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
Your new Bi-Mart in CUNA is now open. Stock up and save during our grand opening celebration. Folgers Classic Roast Coffee is $5.99. Sandy Am canned corn and green beans are three for a dollar. And save $13 on Purina Bonus Size Dog Chow, now just $19.99. No membership is required during our grand opening and open house celebration. Stop in and check us out. Your new CUNA Bi-Mart is open. Don't miss out on great savings only at Bi-Mart. Get ready for your season for less.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back for part three of the Zamzos Garden Show. I'm your host, Nolan Guthrie, and with me today is Twan from our State Street Store. Tuan, thank you for coming in today, man. I appreciate it.
Good to be here. And we are the best State Street Store.
The best State
Street. That's right. That's right.
Is there some debate? There are two State Street Stores. That's true. State Street Store is a hard thing to say. That's a lot of S's right in a row. So. All right. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show, give us a call at 208-336-3700 or 1-800-529-KBOI. We'll get you right in and answer any questions that you might have about lawn, garden, feeding, whatever else. But we have Christy in Boise on the line, so let's get to Christy. How's it going? How can we help you today?
Good, thank you. Hey, I got a question about moving iris.
Oh, yeah.
Or iris,
yeah.
The you know, the things.
Yeah, the plant, yeah.
Yeah, right. Because I need to divide up a whole bunch of clumps. So can I do that this time of year, or should I wait till spring?
You know what? This is so funny. I actually wrote this down to talk about, and I wasn't sure if I was going to get to it. So thank you for calling and letting my preparatory time be worth something. Yeah, irises are actually really interesting because one of the things I wanted to mention is that irises need to be divided, like you're going to do, every 3 years. And I'm not sure if everybody knows that, but after 3 years, the irises will really start to struggle if they're not dug up. And the reason is that corm that grows, the new corm grows underneath the old corm. So every year it grows underneath it. And so it tends to start growing lower, and the plant has to push up further and further. So that third year is very important, because year four, those irises will really, really struggle. So you're on the right track. You can definitely do it now, because you're going to clean it up and then dig it up. You know, you're going to trim it, or you could, you know, dig it and then trim it, either way. And then put it right back in the ground. So you could totally do something like that now. You could wait till the spring. I think either one will be fine as far as which one to do it. But, you know, if you're out there working, I would say go ahead and take care of it now.
Okay, great. One more question.
Yeah.
I have a big sage plant, started off a little herb, and now it's huge.
Yeah.
Can I divide that?
Sage. What kind of sage is it?
Oh, I don't know. It's just, it's got the gray leaves, and it started off in a little, like, one-inch pot.
So let me ask you this. Does the sage, does the plant come down to a single point at the base? Or does it have, okay, probably not going to be able to divide that. You could certainly propagate it if you wanted to go down that route, and that's a long discussion on doing that. You could probably do something like that if you wanted to move it, but as far as separating that into two, not going to be a good one to do.
Okay, great. Well, can I prune it down a bit?
Yeah, I would, not too much, you know, about like what Tuan said.
Like Nolan was mentioning, I wouldn't try to divide that plant. I had one a while back, and usually you can prune it, and just that's about all you can do. I myself tried to divide the plant at one point, and it just didn't turn out the way I wanted to.
I might have to move it.
About a third or 10% or so is about all you'd want to do right now.
I wouldn't move it this time of year either, would I?
You can move in the fall. Fall's not a bad time to move things. I tend to prefer fall just as opposed to spring, because then it has more time to kind of reacclimate to its area.
I was just concerned about if it gets below freezing, if that's going to damage it.
Right now would be about the perfect time. I would say the cutoff point, because the ground isn't frozen solid yet. Where, you know, the temperature is starting to get a little colder. But if you were to do it, I would do it today.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, the ground you can still dig a hole, so you can still put a plant in there. Just make sure you give that root mass a good amount of area so you're not disturbing too much of those roots.
Okay, great. Right. Well, thank you for your help today.
Absolutely. Good luck there, Christy. All right, we got a bunch of calls, so let's go to John in Boise. John, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Yeah, hi. I got a question about sunscall and new deciduous trees. We just had a bunch of them put in our school. And I understand that I was told that I should put tree wrap on them to prevent damage through the winter until about Easter, and then remove them. Is this good advice?
What kind of trees are they?
Well, I think they're a combination of I'll be honest with you, I'm not really sure. I think they look like maples
pretty common.
Some other types like that.
Yeah, I would probably guess a maple. They're widely used, especially if it was like a school, like you mentioned it was school. So I would imagine maples are pretty, I don't want to sound like I'm being critical, but they're kind of a cheaper tree. So in those kind of situations, they're used quite a bit because there's just a lot of them. So it's an easy one to get to. Now, I've dealt with sunscald a number of plants. I planted a linden a while ago. And it got sunscald on that first year. And I'll tell you, I didn't do anything, any kind of wraps or anything like that. And the tree did just fine. Now, what you will see in about two to three years, you'll start to see peeling on that bark where that sunscald was. You'll start to see it break off. And that is the damage that was there. As the tree gets bigger, it's essentially breaking off that dead bark. And it's starting to heal that. So the biggest thing is that the way I feel and would deal with this is to largely let it go. Paints and things like that, the wraps, they're really just an aesthetic thing. This year it's done that damage. It's not going to be able to do more damage because the tree is going to start compensating for that. If you're worried about it, the best time to do it, and really all you're doing is giving it some shade. You're essentially putting sunscreen on it. And it would be better to do that going into summer. But at this point, the damage has been done, and it's not going to do any more than it has that first year. Sunscald's really only an issue in the first year, or if something drastic happens to the environment around it.
Yeah, they were planted in around the April time frame, and I was just told that the freeze-thaw over winter can on the thin skin trees like that is where it does the most damage in the winter. So that's not quite true, huh?
Well, the thing is with a wrap is not going to really prevent that anyway. If that's going to happen, it's going to happen. The wrap's not very insulatory. Is that a word? I don't even know if that's the right way to say that. It's not going
to
provide.
I understand you.
Yeah, okay. It's not going to provide.
I'll put it in the dictionary for you.
There you go. Thank you. It's not going to provide that much insulation. So my general theory and just the way I go about treating and dealing with trees is I try to leave them alone as much as possible. You know, as long as I'm feeding them properly, I'm watering properly, they will take care of themselves. And that damage, they can compensate for. They will recover from that. The main thing is just make sure you feed it, make sure it doesn't go without water and everything's working properly next year, and you should be just fine.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate your
Absolutely.
Advice.
Yeah, thanks a lot. And I just, just thing to remember, you will see that that damage manifest more over the next 2 to 3 years because it's done that damage now. It will start to really show up in a few years. So don't freak out about it when you start to see that in a little bit. Okay, so let's go to Tom in Fruitland. Tom, how's it going? How can we help you today?
Oh, pretty good. What I'm calling about is my sister has three large arborvitaes. They're pretty old, and last winter pretty much wrecked them. Yeah. They need to have some major pruning done. And I Googled it last spring, and they said do it in November, but I don't know what area of the United States that was in. So.
Yeah.
So when is the best time to prune arborvitaes?
Well, I think there's a couple of... I'm getting a little echo there, Tara.
A lawnmower going behind you.
Okay. So there's a few things to consider with the arborvitae in this type of situation. You can prune them in November. I don't think around here that's really the best. What do you think, Tuan?
I think you can do it either now or
you can do it
spring.
Even now, as long as it's not below freezing, right?
Yeah.
The problem is, arborvitaes are one of those things where you can plant 10 of them,
mm-hmm.
two in the middle will die for
right.
whatever.
Right.
Reason.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, for apparently no reason at all.
Well, these are pretty old ones, but last winter did a number on them. Got some branches doubled over, and I'm going to have to prune them pretty harshly. But I was thinking if that Thrive you were talking about, mm-hmm. would that do these good?
Oh, yeah. They would absolutely be good for the plants.
Are these considered an evergreen?
They are, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they'll absolutely do good for them. And then
how about the leaves? If I rake the leaves around the base of them for the winter, would that help keep them from shock if I pruned them?
It's probably not going to help them quite as much, just because of they're a larger tree, not going to be as critical for them. The okay. things you're dealing with, like what you said, they're kind of opening up, and that's because right. of the snow and all that stuff gets down there and it starts to bend those branches. There's no mm-hmm. way to fix that. Once they do that, you've right. got to just prune that out. So if, you know, those are there, I would just go ahead and take something like that out now. Because okay. it's just going to get worse. And potentially, right. if it got more snow, it could actually pull it down even more right. and cause a break in the winter, which would cause oh, more yeah. damage. So I would prefer to get that out now. If you're doing something to, like, say, shear it or clean it up some, I would probably prefer to wait for that in the fall, especially after it's pushed its first its growth.
No, this is major damage.
Yeah, I gotcha.
And they need to be cut. But I didn't want to kill them, so.
No, yeah, I think your best. I would go ahead and do those things now because, like I said, if you don't, chances are it's going to get worse, right. and then you're dealing with a major break in the middle
okay,
of winter.
Okay, so and Thrive, I guess my nearest store would be in what, Napa?
Oh, you're in Fruitland. Yep. Middleton actually.
Middleton
would probably be closer to you. Yeah.
Okay. Is this a expensive item, or is it just a mediocre type priced?
what's the gallon go for?
$24.99.
So is a gallon of it for $24.99? You got three trees, would probably do it.
Yeah, and our variety is one of those things where you can either use the shrub rate on that bottle or the tree rate, which our variety have a pretty good sized trunk toward
yeah.
the bottom of the base.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
usually tell my customers to go ahead and use the trunk rate.
Yeah.
Like you're treating a tree.
If it's an older one, yeah, I would yeah. go with the tree rate on them. Yeah.
Tree rate? Okay.
Yeah.
And do I need to, water them good now or leave the watering off?
You could give them a good soak right now. I mean, we've had some rain, so you're probably good. You know, if we go for another extended time without any rain, I probably would. But for now, I think you're probably fine.
Yeah, and when you mix that Thrive to feed them, you're going to put plenty of water down.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you, it's a water mix, and how's that work?
It'll tell you on the bottle. It's 1 cup per inch diameter on the trunk.
Yeah, per gallon of water.
Okay.
Yeah. And Gary over at the Middleton store can walk you all through all that. He'll show you exactly what to do.
Okay. Well, thank you. I've been worried about these all summer, and I appreciate your help.
Absolutely. Thanks a lot, Tom. We will. Good luck with that. We're going to hit a break. We're going to be right back for part four of the Zamzos Garden Show.
The Zamzos Garden Show will be back right here on News Talk 670 KBOI.
Hi, this is Jim Zamzo, and a lot of people have asked me why Zamzo's formulates our own line of premium pet foods for dogs and cats. Well, simply put, the national brands didn't meet our expectations. You see, at Zamzo's, we've been a seller and manufacturer of animal feeds for 84 years. We introduced the first commercial dog foods to Boise in the 1940s and pioneered premium pet foods in the 1970s. But we weren't satisfied with the quality of ingredients they used, and we didn't like that many were artificially preserved with BHT, BHA, and ethoxyquin, which are all carcinogens. So we decided to formulate our own line of premium dog and cat foods that were naturally preserved and used only the highest quality ingredients. And in the case of our Grandma Z's Idaho Fish and Potato, ingredients that are locally sourced. So if you want the best for your dog or cat, feed the best. Zamzos and Grandma Z's premium pet foods from Zamzos. We guarantee your pet will love them or we'll give you your money back. This is Jim Zamzo, and you have my word on it. Thank you.
Nate Shellman here for AMCO. Three locations here in the Treasure Valley. Two in Boise, on Fairview next to Winco, and on State near Veterans Memorial Parkway, and in Nampa on 12th Avenue near Amity. AMCO, you know them for transmissions and total car care. Mark Munson, owner of AMCO. Mark, what sets AMCO apart from others in the world of transmissions?
The transmission world is probably where the most amount of misdiagnosis is happening right now as far as what people are doing with their cars. So if your car is slipping or making a noise, or you think the transmission is got a problem and you take it into just a general car shop or even the dealer a lot of the times and the transmission has a drivability problem. Their answer is to replace the transmission because that's all they do. They can take one out and put one in, but they can't diagnose minor problems and stuff. We still and will continue to have transmission experts that can diagnose problems, and if it's a minor repair, maybe it just needs a valve body or some work done on the valve body, we can do that. So now you're looking at a $300 or $400 repair instead of a $3,000 or $4,000 repair.
That's AMCO, transmissions and total car care. AA. MCO.
Joe Prin here from the Home Fix Show. Let's face it, folks, we all want to live comfortably in our home for as long as possible. We worked a lifetime to earn the freedom to enjoy retirement at home, and now it's time to make decisions to allow this. Visit Custom Bath Solutions showroom in Meridian, and you'll see showers and bathtubs designed for safety, beauty, and easy access. The staff at Custom Bath Solutions has years of experience with universal design and aging in place, two design concepts that allow you to live in your home well into your grandparenting life. You'll be surprised at the product selections that they have for you to explore, and all products are made in Caldwell by Best Bath. Go to Custom Bath Solutions at 480 East Franklin Road in Meridian, or call them at 888-7561 for information about how to modify your home for a lifetime of enjoyment.
Shower yourself with comfort, Custom Bath Solutions.
This fall, fall asleep even easier thanks to Mattress Firm's Fall Asleep Sale going on right now. And with the holidays fast approaching, they're giving you a chance to prep the guest room for friends and family, because when you gift yourself with a new Beautyrest world-class mattress, you'll get another mattress 50% off. And on top of that, this Friday through Sunday, take advantage of their 72-hour sale where Mattress Firm salutes its veterans with 25% off with a military ID. Get a Beautyrest Firm Queen mattress for just $399.99. Find your perfect Serta memory foam queen mattress for just $474.99. Choose from more than 15 queen mattresses, all priced under $699.99. Go with a classic when you find a Hampton and Rhodes pillow top queen mattress, which start at $199.99. Sleep at the perfect temperature when you get new and exclusive Beautyrest black memory foam with black ice for just $41 a month for 72 months. Mattress Firm in Boise, Meridian, and Nampa. Tell them Paul J. and Chris from KBOI sent you. Mattress Firm. Save money. Sleep happy.
Stop waiting for glasses at iMart Express that can make your glasses in as little as 30 minutes. That's right. Buy today, wear today. Two pairs of single vision glasses start at just $38.71 and two pairs of progressives just $76.92. So for the best value in eyewear and same day glasses, come to iMart Express. Right glasses, right price, right now. For locations, visit iMartExpress.com.
Talking with you for over 15 years, Paul, Jay, and Chris. Weekday mornings on 670 KBOI.
All right, it's part four of the Zamzos Garden Show. I am your host, Nolan Guthrie. With me is Tuan from our state store, State Street store, I should say. Tuan, thank you so much for being here. I don't think I'm going to get a chance to say thank you again, so I'm going to say it right now because we're going to get to these calls.
Thanks for having me.
And we're probably going to be right up against the end here. So let's go to Bill in Gooding. Bill, how's it going? How can we help you today?
It's going great, thanks. I've got two birch trees, I believe. They're a white bark tree.
Okay.
That are struggling a bit. So I was thinking I'd put some Thrive on them this fall.
Mm-hmm.
My question is, how far out? I mean, they're about 14 inches in diameter. I heard the thing about the cup per inch of diameter, but how far out from the base of the tree should I go?
You know, that's we generally say in the root zone, or the root, the drip zone, which is from the trunk out to the furthest tip of the branch. So all that area in there. But honestly, anywhere in there is fine. I mean, as far as you can. Yeah, as long as you can get it, as you know, all the way around the tree, that's best. But okay. you can be pretty close to the trunk, you know, within the, at least the first three to 5 feet from the trunk, within that area is ideal.
Very good. Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call, Bill. Okay. Yeah, that's something I've talked to. Jim has mentioned a lot. He's like, you know what? They found that the feeder roots are so close to the middle of the tree, you know, it doesn't have to go all the way out to the drip zone. But, you know, if you can get it out, there's other plants that are going to get the benefit of it, too.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's go to Lynn in Caldwell. Lynn, how's it going? How can we help you today?
I am fine. I bought a Rose of Sharon early in the summer. It was already leafed out. And after I had paid for it, I noticed I had an extra little bush on the side. And the lady says, oh, you got two for one. And I questioned about separating them, and I kind of decided on my own it wasn't a good idea because it was leafed out.
Yeah.
I thought I would wait until it went dormant like now.
Sure.
So in the meantime, the bush that I originally purchased was only ended up being about 3 feet tall. The little volunteer on the side was over 6 feet tall at the end of summer. I'm wondering now, am I going to be safe to separate these, or
yeah,
do I just cut back the tall one, or what?
So the one that just sprouted up like crazy, are you sure that's also a Rose of Sharon? Or?
It is. The shorter one is the double petal purple.
Yeah.
And the bigger one is a white with the red center.
Oh, wow. It
so
even
they're two entirely different bushes.
Well, that's kind of incredible, actually.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah, it sounds like it. Yeah, that's
so really
interesting.
Unless they separate them.
Yeah, and they might have grafted the other one and then this one sprouted. Yeah, that's really interesting. I've not really heard that. Yeah, if it grew that much, I would say go ahead and transfer it. If it was that sturdy, I think you'd be just fine.
Okay, great. That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah,
because I've got a place for it that it will take the larger size. So
yeah, cool.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you.
Bonus on the Rose of Sharon. Fantastic. All right, so we got a few minutes left. Tuan, let's talk a bit just real quick about Christmas trees, because it is almost time. Christmas trees are gonna be here very soon. I think they're coming in around the 21st, 22nd?
Yeah, about the week before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
The weather dependent. If everything goes well, we'll have them on time. Just to let everybody know, you know, we carried mainly two varieties in the past.
Yeah.
Noble and our Nordman.
Yeah.
Just the way things are, we are going to have a little bit shortage on Christmas trees this year. So
and
we
do
encourage people to come in and buy early.
Yeah. I noticed that we have the Grand Fir coming in this year as well. We have not carried the Grand Fir for a few years, and I'm glad to see that one back. I prefer the Noble personally, but I know a lot of people like that Nordman, and that Grand Fir has been, it's a kind of a classic Christmas tree. So, but yeah, they're going to be coming in, and we have been, I mean, it's been reported numerous times, the supply is short. So, if you want to get that tree, try to get in a little bit earlier. And because that it's going to, you might need to buy a little early, you know, make sure you talk to whoever is loading it up for you or whoever is helping you out at the store there. Make sure you talk to them about making sure that that thing is going to last, because you might have it in the house a little bit longer than normal. And make sure that that water bowl is filled up all the time. You get a nice good cut on it. And that will really assure that the thing doesn't dry out before Christmas.
Yep.
And all those trees actually are all like the best needle holders. I mean, they don't dry out quickly.
Correct.
Nobles are the Nordmans are probably the best
Nordmans
for that.
Nordmans is a really good tree.
I mean, it doesn't seem like those things ever drop needles.
Right.
So, all right, we are done for the day. Tuan, thank you so much for coming in. Appreciate you spending a little bit of your Saturday with me.
Good to be here.
Thanks for all the calls. Thanks to all the veterans. We will talk to you guys next week on the Zamzos Garden Show.